Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Our guest again is Greg Quinlan, founder and president of Garden State Families. Today we're going to talk more about the public education system in New Jersey and the dangers that lurk there. But first we're going to talk about, continue the conversation that we were talking about at the end of the last program where he was telling about the new law in New Jersey that allows abortions up to the moment of birth and all the implications there, how that the new law is also helping in human trafficking. So, and you were going to define the word all. So you can start from there, Greg.
Okay. Well, all means exactly that, all. The Reproductive Freedom Act would have paid for every abortion. And it didn't matter where you were domiciled, meaning where you live.
You don't have to live in New Jersey.
Absolutely. Because no questions asked. It didn't matter how old you are. No questions asked. So a minor girl who clearly could not consent to the action upon her, which made her pregnant, they will not be required to even report on what had happened. A rape had obviously taken place. So you have your teenage girl that is now a sex slave. The pimp brings her in and he pays out of pocket to pay for that abortion. Now the state of New Jersey, the taxpayers will be coerced, taxpayer coercion, to pay for this abortion.
So the state provides grants for this, or how does that work?
That's a good question. I wasn't sure how the mechanism worked. I'm assuming that the abortion clinic applies for the money, and that's how it works.
Wow.
So, but it got worse.
It got worse.
Unbelievable how incredibly monstrous these people are. You see, they actually put in there that sterilization is a reproductive right. Sterilization.
So if you're sterilized, you can't reproduce, though.
But what better way for a human trafficker with a recurring sex problem to do is to take care of that problem is to sterilize their slave.
Oh, my goodness.
This is horrific. This is man's inhumanity to man, and it's all about profit and money. And it's also, too, I will tell you that Phil and Tammy Murphy are in competition with their fellow Democrat governors to see who can be the most abortive, who can be the most woke, who can be the most sexually perverse. And they're in competition.
And I was just going to say, we think Governor Wolf, former Planned Parenthood escort, is bad. You guys are in much, I mean, he's a good, quote unquote, good guy compared to Murphy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
He can't go. Well, you got at least the stopgap of Republicans in the legislature.
Right.
Stop monster that you have as a governor.
Yeah.
And we know the corruption of voting and all that and the things that are going on. And it happened here, too, with the mail-in ballots. It happened here.
It happened in all 50 states. Yeah.
3% had a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
So, anywho, the other thing that's going on here, so they did this, even Democrats. There were even some Democrats that said this bill is too extreme. We're not voting for this. We're not doing this because I kept advertising that this subsidizes human trafficking.
Yeah.
Made public everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were responding to that. So they rewrote another bill and they called it what it really was the codification of Roe.
Mm.
The codification of Roe v. Wade. That's what they were afraid of.
Yeah, and they're trying to do that here, but I don't see it. It's not going to pass here, but they're trying to do. Democrats have introduced such a bill here, too.
Yeah, and they're going to keep trying all of this. So these people are just, oh, Lord, they don't know how to stop. They just don't know.
And that's one thing for sure. Liberals do not give up, where conservatives tend to take a defeat and, you know, and that's the end. We're not going to try again. And too many times that's the case. Liberals push it till they finally get what they want.
Yeah, and that's what they do. They don't give up. That's because they have no moral compass. They have no fear of God because in their own minds, they're God. They're their own God.
Yeah.
Where we've gotten here. And I will say that this is a failure of the church.
Yep, totally agree.
We have been so woke. We've retreated inside the four walls. And what happened was we were told when we could worship, when we couldn't worship, mm-hmm. if we could sing or if we couldn't sing, yeah. how many people see in this has to stop. And that's where New Jersey is an example of what could happen in Pennsylvania or in any other state of the union. And the other problem we have here in New Jersey is the people that are fleeing. So instead of taking a stand, looking at what Jesus Christ said in Luke, where he said, occupy till I come. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, flee, flee, get out of here. I can't stand it anymore.
Yeah.
And I understand that, but you know, we're called to be salt and light where we are,
exactly.
where we're planted.
Yeah. And we see a lot of that. I mean, there have been a lot who've left Pennsylvania also, and we're going to have, instead of 18 congressional seats, we're going to have 17 with this new congressional map.
We are at least going to go from one to two to three to four from New Jersey. But I do see things changing, though. Even where Democrats are waking up and say, you know, this isn't even what a Democrat's about.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrat Party of my grandfather, my mom's dad, mm-hmm. is not the Democrat Party of today.
No, it has definitely changed. I mean, I don't think John F. Kennedy could even be in the Democrat Party now. He's not liberal. He was not liberal enough.
He was conservative. He's not liberal.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Democratic Party definitely has changed, not only in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, but, you know, across the entire U.S. And it's not. Right. I think that one of the benefits, I guess, one of the bright sides of AOC and the squad in their pushing their progressive ideas is that is scaring, I guess that's a good word, some Democrats who see the pushback from the American voters when it comes to these woke ideas. And November 2022 will be an interesting election. Hopefully things will be okay and there'll be some type of election integrity restored by then, hopefully. But I don't know. Does GLSEN, and I know you, don't you have equality?
We have
Jersey?
Quality.
Okay, Garden State Equality.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they're very active. And that's, I'll just throw this out there for our listeners, that is a pro-LGBTQ, the whole gamut organization. And
we deliberately chose the name. We chose the Center for Garden State Family so that when you do a search, we mm-hmm. come up too.
Okay, good.
They come up and we come up. Ha, ha, ha.
Good.
So,
we have to be wise like that, though. Yeah.
We do have to be wise like that. So how worse can it get? So they did finally pass that bill. They barely got it passed, and it only passed by five votes. And the five of the people that we had unelected, five of the Democrats that were defeated, mm-hmm. were the five Democrats that voted to pass it in the assembly side in the lower chamber, which tells us that we could have defeated that bill if they had mm-hmm. not been there.
Yeah.
So there are plans in the works in two more years, because our entire legislature, because of redistricting, is up, including the Senate, is up for election. Which is in the middle of Murphy's second term, which he wants to run for president.
Is he term limited as governor? Does he just have two terms?
Two terms.
Okay, same here. Mm-hmm.
And he's the first Democrat two-term governor since the 70s, long time.
Wow. So, of course, you had Chris Christie prior to that, and that wasn't, you know, he wasn't all that good either. And he's a Republican.
I'm sorry, you know, this ain't apples to oranges. This is like kumquats to watermelons. He's still a whole lot better.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. So Christie did a lot of good things, and he doesn't get credit for it.
Mm-hmm.
But he was pro-life. He was pro-education choice.
Uh-huh.
He was pro-Second Amendment. He did a lot of good stuff. He stopped a lot of stuff. He's the one that started the charter schools here in New Jersey.
Are they still able to operate, or have laws been passed to?
No, they're still operating because they're so popular, among the Democrats in the inner cities. They can't touch them. But as arrogant as I've been surprised they haven't touched them yet, because as arrogant as the Murphys are, because
mm-hmm.
they just, you know. They would even put up stuff, you know, calling us knuckleheads.
Yeah.
Literally on the street, on the highway sign, the governor used the word knucklehead.
You're kidding.
No, I am not kidding.
Oh, on a highway sign. Oh, wow.
Yeah, awful. And we have such poor press in New Jersey. They're not press at all. They're just propaganda.
Right. Well, that's pretty much, you know, I think it's been revealed pretty much nationwide is just propaganda machines for the Democrats. The media
they are. Yeah. They're Marxist organizations
yeah.
with a few radio stations and some local papers that tell the truth So this is kind of where we're at right now here in New Jersey. And just to warn your listeners, don't let what's happening here happen where you are, because we're not done. We're fighting back. We've had some successes. We stopped the one bill, the Reproductive Freedom Act. They replaced it at the last minute. At the very last minute, they replaced it with another bill, and that was to codify Roe.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the same dangers are in there. There's some bad stuff in there. It still pays for abortion all the way up to and including birth.
That is so...
It's barbaric.
It is.
It's just barbaric. It's cannibalism.
They're harvesting
these human beings with a beating heart to take their organs, and for God knows what. We already know what happened in Pittsburgh at the university.
That's just what I was going to say. Look what's happening. And Fauci's money, Tony Fauci money is funding that. He's funding what's going on in Pittsburgh.
You know, and I don't know where we're at here, but we are... I met Tony Fauci in 1990 when I was with the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to throw this out there because you used to work for the Human Rights Campaign, the largest homosexual lobby group.
I was employed. I was an activist with the Human Rights Campaign.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
From Dayton, Ohio.
In your other life.
In my other life.
Yeah.
And I did that because of the AIDS epidemic. I was taking guys who were dying of AIDS. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this organization is going to get the money we need to fight this virus. Here we go with another virus. Which, by the way, Anthony Fauci was very involved in, too.
Oh, yes.
And I had it was during when we were all there in August of 1990 when Bush 41 was signing the Americans with Disabilities Act into law.
Mm-hmm.
And it included people with AIDS. And if you had full-blown AIDS, you were truly disabled. Mm-hmm. You couldn't.
Yeah.
So that was a good thing. But while we were there, we had breakout panels. And one of those breakout panels was, of course, the people from NIH and CDC.
Okay.
So they came over. And, that was obviously a panel I wanted to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there, and I was listening to this. And, you know, it was pretty perfunctory stuff, talking about this thing and that thing and da-da-da-da. And AZT, which was poison. It was a poisonous drug they brought back to take care of AIDS. It was a cancer drug that was killing people faster than cancer.
You're kidding. I did not know that.
That's right. That's right. It was banned for human consumption. Fauci brought it back. Fauci, knowing how toxic it was, brought it back for these men with AIDS. And it was killing them. It was killing them. And Fauci got involved in the protocols, demanding that hospitals that got government money, which is all hospitals, that got government money. And this is back in the time, too, where we still had Christian institutions. Most of our hospitals may have a Christian name, but they're owned by somebody else.
Mm, oh, yeah. No doubt.
You know, all healthcare is now corporate, folks. There's no Christ in it anywhere. It's all corporate.
Yeah.
So that's another discussion. So anyway, with Fauci, I went up to him afterwards and started talking about, hey, I'm an AIDS nurse. And that's not a designation that you are given. I called myself an AIDS nurse because I was taking care of AIDS people with
mm-hmm,
AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I said, these men are dying faster than the disease because of AZT. And so he started asking questions. And then before I know it, I'm giving the doctor reports. Well, how many people with Kaposi sarcoma do you have? And how many of this? And how much of that? How many pneumonias are you doing? You know, how are they treating that? Da, da, da. And then he mentioned wasting syndrome. I said, wasting syndrome? You induced wasting syndrome.
Yeah.
You had protocols that denied us the ability to use simple antibiotics like sulfa drugs to these men who were having these reoccurring infections. In fact, some of these people, because of your protocols, were getting as many as 14 antibiotics at a time, most of them IV, and you were sterilizing their bowel. You have to have the good bacteria in your bowel in order to absorb. Right.
When was the last time Fauci was in a clinical setting where he was actually in a hospital in front of a patient? I mean, that's a question that's been asked here with this whole COVID thing. When was the last time Fauci was ever in a hospital face-to-face with a patient?
Yeah, well, he knows how to wear a lab coat.
a lab coat and a mask. Yeah, yeah. Yes, and a mask or two. Yeah. Yes.
There's something diabolical with this guy. He's absolutely evil. But here's, again, going full circle here, with your and my experiences at this for such a long time, dealing with state government and federal government and what's happening here, we are watching a dangerous decline in our civilization, mm-hmm. and we are watching the destruction of the United States of America state by state from the inside out. And it is far too long, folks, and I'm assuming that many of the people here listening to this radio program are Christians.
Yeah.
You know, it in 1 Peter 5:8 it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, goes to and fro like a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour." We have not been vigilant. We've been asleep at the wheel.
We definitely have, see the church continuing to be asleep at the wheel.
We have not been sober. We've been drunk with complacency.
Yep.
We can't be complacent anymore unless you truly do want to live under a dictatorship, unless you truly do want to absolutely surrender your liberties, because you don't know how good you've got it until you've lost it.
That's true.
And we are on the verge of losing it now.
Yeah. One thing these activists, whether it be abortion activists or LGBTQ activists, why they're so determined to get into the schools is they're pretty much convinced that they cannot change your mind or my mind or, you know, our generation. So they know that they have to target the kids to indoctrinate them and have them grow up thinking differently than their parents and grandparents. And that's why they're targeting the kids in the schools, whether it be with this curriculum you talked about during the last program where they're teaching eighth graders about anal sex and then the fifth graders about masturbation. I mean, as you said, what does that have to do with learning, getting the education you need so that you can earn a living after you graduate?
In the words, unless you're going to the porn industry, other than that, why is it they're so focused on training you for those industries? It's not. This is a religion in and of itself.
Yeah.
Everything LGBTQ-XYZ is a religion, a faith-based assumption.
Yeah.
There is no science. We had the Ganim report 2 years ago, August. It was 2 years this last August that showed that 477,000 human genomes they used in that study. It was on three continents using multiple universities.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, Great Britain, Australia, the United States, multiple doctors, multiple researchers, and at the end of it, they concluded, quote, "There is no single gay gene," end quote,
yeah.
Which we already knew from another study done by Francis Collins at CDC under Bill Clinton, who's the one who started that to pay back the Human Rights Campaign for helping him get elected.
Mm.
Bottom line is, there is no gay gene. You can't find what doesn't exist.
Yeah.
They've been desperately looking for it. But now they are winning this on the political realm. Church, Christian, you cannot say that you should not be political. If that's what you're saying, then you are abandoning your own ability with your faith. You're not being salt and light where you're supposed to be salt and light, and that's to every aspect of society, and that includes the political arena. It's time for us to be sober, not drunk with complacency, to be vigilant, not asleep at the wheel, take yeah. back our country.
You're absolutely right, because that's where we are. And our Christian foundation, and it was, you know, the pastors during the revolution, prior to the revolution, leading up to the revolution, the War for Independence, was the pastors who was preaching about the need for independence because of Great Britain's policies, Great Britain's taxation on us, Great Britain, you know, interfering with the everyday lives of, at that point, the colonists. But it was the pastors who spoke up and educated the colonists. And prior to that, it was George Whitefield with his with the First Great Awakening, with his preaching right. throughout the colonies, leading, you know, getting the colonists united so that they could fight.
We need another Great Awakening
yeah.
right now.
Absolutely.
That's the things that has to happen right now.
Yeah.
Folks, the First Amendment, those five principles in the First Amendment, the first one isn't freedom of speech.
Nope.
The first one is freedom of religion,
exactly.
not from it.
Yeah.
One third of the First Amendment is dedicated to that first liberty. And there's a reason why freedom of speech follows the freedom of religion, because you don't have the freedom of speech without the freedom to believe. We have to protect that amendment. We have to protect our religious faith. And frankly, we have to live it and act on it.
Yeah.
We have to act on our faith. We have to be followers of Christ. And that does not mean that we surrender our freedom.
Exactly. Yeah. And increasingly, Americans have become afraid of being called names. Of being, especially Christian Americans, have become afraid of being ostracized in any way. And, I mean, Jesus was ostracized somewhat. Yeah. We are to do what? And we are to follow him, as you're saying, the Great Commission. And we are to be salt and light in this world. and we're failing to do that for sure. How can folks contact you, Greg?
Well, the Center for Garden State Families, we're at www.gardenstatefamilies.org or at info@gardenstatefamilies.org.
Okay, and that's all plural, families, plural, for both.
Yes.
Okay, great, great. Yes, and I totally agree. We have to wake up to what's happening, and we see what's happening in New Jersey. We see what's happening on the West Coast with California and Washington State and Oregon, and we all have to wake up, and I believe it is beginning, but I think that I know the churches need to step in and be part of that, be a major part of that. I think that's one of the reasons that we see church attendance falling is because the churches are not involved in what's happening to everyday Americans, and thus everyday Americans are beginning to believe that the church has no role because the church does not speak up. That's my opinion. Anyway,
yeah, I agree with your opinion. That's absolutely the truth. That's where we're at.
Absolutely. Hey, you take care of yourself, Greg, and you're in New Jersey, so duck.
Yeah, I try to dodge the bullets while I'm also firing my own.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Hey,
metaphorically speaking, of course.
Exactly.
All right.
Okay. Hey, you take care. Right. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.